The Magic Pudding, written by Norman Lindsay.
Why don't you come inside, Bunyip Bluegum, and eat your soup at the table?
Because, my dear Uncle Waterbury, I do not like red whiskers. Your red whiskers in my soup.
And what is wrong with my whiskers, nephew?
Uncle Waterbury, this is a small treehouse, and there's not room for everything. Now, take me. What is the most noticeable thing about me?
Well, if you ask me...
When you look at me, you see a fine, round, splendid-looking koala bear, yes. Now, what is the most noticeable thing about you, Uncle Wattleberry?
Well...
Whiskers. Long red whiskers. However, enough of that. Today I've brought you a present, and may you find good use for it.
Oh. Oh, scissors. How very useful. Thank you, nephew. Oh. What is this?
Oh, just something I wrote myself. An extra present. Allow me. Whiskers alone are bad enough, attached to faces coarse and rough. But how much greater their offence is when stuck on uncles' countenances.
What? I should have known. You're after my whiskers again, aren't you? I tell you, my boy, shaving may add an air that's somewhat brisker. For dignity, commend me to the whisker.
Oh, but please, uncle, shave off your whiskers.
Never. As noble thoughts the inward being grace, so noble whiskers dignify the face.
Well, then there's nothing more to be said. I, Bunyip Bluegum, must leave home. But how does one leave home? What does one take? I believe one can either be a traveller or a swagman. You can't go around the world being nothing. But if one is a traveller, one must carry a bag. While if one is a swagman, one must carry a swag. And the question is, which is the heavier? I know. I'll put the question to Egbert Rumpus Bumpus, the poet. He'll know. Egbert Rumpus Bumpus, you have a visitor.
Don't interrupt the poet, friend, until his poem's at an end. As there's no time to finish that, the time has come to have our chat. Be quick, my friend, your business state, before I take another slate.
The fact is, Egbert, I have decided to see the world, and I cannot make up my mind whether to be a traveller or a swagman. Which would you advise?
As you've no bags, it's plain to see a traveller you cannot be. And as a swag you haven't either, you cannot be a swagman neither, for travellers must carry bags, and swagmen have to hump their swags like bottle-os or ragmen. As you've neither swag nor bag, you must remain a simple wag and not a swag or bagman.
Oh, dear me, I never thought of that. What must I do in order to see the world without carrying swags or bags?
Take my advice. Don't carry bags, for bags are just as bad as swags. They're never made to measure. To see the world, your simple trick is but to take a walking stick. Assume an air of pleasure and tell the people near and far you stroll about because you are a gentleman of leisure.
Egbert Rumpus Bumpus, you've solved the problem. I shall collect Uncle Wattleberry's walking stick and be on my way.